So this is your simplest drill. Magazine's partially out. I got a tap, rat, go. Simple enough.
In an online training video, Charlie Strickland is showing the proper way to use a gun at an outside gun range. The candidate for Leon County Sheriff is also one of the lead instructors at the Talent Training Group in Tallahassee, formed by a group of law enforcement officers. And by law, he's allowed to have an outside gun range. But law enforcers have encountered cases of citizens trying to do their own recreational shooting in their own backyard. It's actually against the law to have such private ranges, and the cops wanted to stop. Some want more clarification, like Amy Mercer, the executive director of the Florida Police Chiefs Association.
We feel like that the law at this time, it makes it very difficult for our officers when responding to calls of this kind to really be able to address the issues on the scene.
Mercer's group is behind a bill filed recently making it a first-degree misdemeanor to set up a recreational target range near a home.
This legislation would prohibit recreational or celebratory and including target shooting in an area that the person knows or reasonably should know is primarily residential in nature, and that has a residential density of one or more dwelling units per acre.
It's the revival of a failed effort that came up during this past legislative session by St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Daryl Rusan.
A young gentleman who just a few blocks from my house decided he could set up a sandbox as a gun range and incurred the ire and the outrage of some of the neighbors who have children at play in the neighborhood. That's what this is doing. This is not trying to capture someone who lives on a 5-acre plot or a 50-acre plot, and it prohibitively excludes shooting ranges, outdoor shooting ranges, as well as shooting ranges approved by NRA.
That wasn't enough to sway the gun rights group, NRA's Marion Hammer, who at the time said the existing law was enough.
To my knowledge, no arrest has been made, and no prosecutor has even attempted to prosecute a person who has violated the law by negligently and recklessly discharging a firearm in a dense neighborhood. There have been occasions where property has been damaged. Nothing has been done. This is not a good bill. We don't need this bill. NRA strongly opposes it. We don't need it.
With no Senate sponsor and the disapproval of the NRA, Rusan's bill initially did not go anywhere. But after working out their differences, Hammer and the Florida police chiefs agreed on new language contained in another bill.
It gives clarification to the existing prohibitions against reckless and negligent shooting in residential neighborhoods. No one has a right to endanger the lives of their neighbors. Zoning ordinances control where shooting ranges can be built, and I know of no zoning ordinance anywhere that allows shooting ranges in residential neighborhoods.
But that also didn't pass because the House adjourned early. Now the groups have agreed to bring the measure up again in 2016 as a standalone bill.
The only new language is that it makes it clear that if you're in a dense residential neighborhood, and it effectively defines the density of a neighborhood as one in which there is one or more dwelling units per acre. So this is, it's clarification for people who claim they don't understand.
And Florida Police Chief Mercer says they're grateful that they can move forward and work to protect the citizens of Florida.
When we're dealing with firearms and people shooting in densely populated areas, even one incident could be tragedy. And that's why we felt it's important. I know over the past year, we had heard of a few different instances throughout the state. And like I said, even one incident that resulted in the loss of life would be too many.
Representative Roussan is expected to sign on again as a bill sponsor, and Polk City Republican Representative Neil Cumby, who filed this year's House bill, says he believes the measure has a good chance of passing.
I know the police chiefs, it's a priority for them, and they asked me to do it, and I know that it also is supported by NRA, so it really is, it should be an easy bill to get passed, I would think. We have that kind of support.
Meanwhile, the measure does come with some exceptions. It includes people lawfully defending their life or property, as well as those performing official duties that require the discharge of a firearm. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.